From Greenfield Main Street, would like to welcome to the show, Shelly Swift. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, I have to tell you something, Shelly. I've met, well, I think you are the third person that I've met from Hancock County that used to be in radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
well, I don't know. Can I claim being in radio if it was just high school and college?
Yes,
okay,
you can. Because I used to say I was, you know, in radio when I was younger. But you said you worked at the very first high school radio station in the country?
I graduated from New Albany High School down south, or southern Indiana, and they had the first high school radio station in the country.
That is so cool.
Yeah. My mom did a big mural. She worked at the schools, and she did a big mural of a record outside this station, and it said something about being the first high school radio station in the country. So Bulldogs were very proud of that back in the day.
Well, that's something to be proud of. That's pretty cool. Now, I remember, you know, being on the high school radio meant something. I think I even have a Christmas ornament that my parents had made for me, and it's like this little girl, and she's holding a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that was
what's a record?
No. You know, well, I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was Carmel High School, so the colors were blue and yellow,
right?
And they had this, you know, one of those little dough ones they make. Mm-hmm. I had a driver's license one too from that year, but you know, that's not as exciting as, like, you know, looking back at it now, years later. You know, but it's neat. It's
records, like, are cool again. I have teenage boys, and they like their records and their record player.
Yes.
I never thought that would come back.
I didn't either. You know, I've just seen, too, that something, speaking of records, and this has been on my mind, you know, sort of off the subject, but we're going to get back. But, you know, in space, they put the golden records in space.
They put the what?
They're called the golden records.
Uh-huh.
And they, oh, gosh, they, I think it was, well, Jimmy Carter's the one that was president when these records went, and it was one record,
uh-huh,
and two different spacecrafts that went up.
Uh-huh.
And so if aliens,
right,
catch this thing that's going, you know, out of our, you know, out of our galaxy, it has music,
uh-huh,
that they got from all over the world. I think it's like, it was 90 minutes of music,
uh-huh,
on these.
I
never heard of it either, but I'm going to college, and so, and that was like this week we were the golden records, and I was,
uh-huh,
like, oh, that's so cool.
That is,
you
cool. Know? Hopefully, it's the right genre for the aliens that they find,
well,
something
you
they
know,
like.
And I was sort of thinking about that, right? Because I got to do an essay on this thing. I was sort of thinking, you know, and you know, the one song they picked for the American music from the, like, contemporary. They picked, well, you just guess it. Think, what do you think it is? And, you know, I think
I'm not sure what you mean by contemporary.
Well, like pop music, rock music.
Oh, back in what? Like,
so it was the 70s.
70s?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of 70s music.
It was Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry.
Oh.
And I just thought that, I mean,
that's a good one.
It is a good one, but if you're going to pick one song to represent it, I don't know. I mean, it is a good song.
It's kind of hard to pick just one. So.
I know. I'm not sure I would have picked. But then I started thinking about it, too, because, like, they have music from all over the world. And if you're an alien.
Right.
Right, because I'm listening to music from other countries, and it's really cool. You can, like, look it up, but, you know, listen to all the music. But, you know, an alien's not going to understand, most likely, all right, the language.
Well,
so
we don't know that for sure.
But we don't know that.
Right.
You know, but it, but, you know, but because I'm listening to the lyrics of Johnny B. Goode saying, is that how we really want, you know?
Yeah, that would be confusing, wouldn't it?
Right? And thinking, well, is that something? But then I thought, well, or is the music, you know, I wouldn't want, I think it was Carl Sagan or something. They helped came up with this playlist. But speaking of records, you know, I've just been thinking of records recently. So there you go.
I'll have to Google that. That is fascinating.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating, too. I thought, well, you know, what if we played all that music on my show? I don't think I'd be able to get away with that. I just thought it was sort of
cool.
Give
it a try.
Also cool, you know, we are on 106.3 in Greenfield. And I know everyone at Giant FM, of course, we're 96.5 in Shelby County, 106.3 in Hancock County.
Right.
And, you know, we have just been meeting so many awesome people from Hancock County. And
there's a lot of awesome people there.
There are a lot of awesome people there. But tell us about Greenfield Main Street.
Well, Greenfield Main Street is part of Indiana Main Street. There's hundreds. I don't know how many there are in the country, but there's Greenfield Main Street. We're underneath Indiana Main Street, and then that's part of the National Main Street Association. And so typically they're in a little bit smaller towns. They have an historic nature to them, and it's just kind of a way to help promote your downtown. You know, lots of people I don't know when it was the 70s that people moved to malls? Uh-huh. And then that's where everybody was shopping, was the malls. And then downtown America kind of died away. All those cute little, you know, at State and Main, all those little shops, mom-and-pop shops. So that kind of died away for a while. And now there's lots of organizations like Indiana Main Street that are working to bring that back and trying to really revitalize these historic commercial districts because there's so much to offer there. They're so unique. And I think people are really starting to move away from the malls a little bit more and back to the downtowns because people really want to support, you know, the local merchants. They want something unique. And it's just a fun place to be, not just downtown Greenfield, but any historic downtown. It just really has a cool, unique vibe, and that's something that we're trying to promote and preserve for future generations.
How did you first come about going to Greenfield Main Street as far as working?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was new to town, and I was just kind of walking. I'd made friends with the city planner there, and we were walking down the street, and I said, hey, are there any jobs here available? Because I was working as a freelance writer at the time. And she's like, well, actually, Greenfield Main Street's hiring. I said, well, what's that? And uh-huh. She told me about it, and it just turned out to be a great fit. I'd always enjoyed historic downtowns, but I didn't know quite how much. So it was just an immediate great fit for me to come into this role where I can help preserve and promote this downtown area that was all new to me, but I just instantly fell in love with it. So it's been a good time.
Yes, and Greenfield's downtown is just gorgeous.
It is. We have that amazing county courthouse. It's right there in the middle, and so many unique buildings. Anyone who's an architecture buff would want to go down there and just check out all the really great buildings. You can still see the names of, you know, the top of the buildings, and all the original architecture is there on many of them. And it's just a great place to visit, even if you just want to look around and not step foot in a store. Obviously, we hope you do.
Right.
But it's a really cute, unique place.
Can you tell us about some of the, you know, stores? I mean, I know you probably can't
sure.
talk about every one of them, but
I could,
you know,
absolutely.
Could you?
I could. Greenfield has really changed in the past several years. Like I said, I've been there about 5 years, and Greenfield Main Street's been around 10 years. And in that time, it's really changed. There used to be more, empty, vacant storefronts, and now the majority of them are full, and there's just a whole variety of amazing shops. We've got restaurants, we've got nightlife, we've got boutiques. There's a Greenfield chocolate shop that's really popular. People come from miles around to get the homemade chocolates there. There's the Carnegie's restaurant, which is a 5-star restaurant that, again, people come from miles around to get this 5-star restaurant quality food, and that's in an old Carnegie's library there. We've got Wooden Bear Brewing Company, which is a really popular draw for their craft beer that's made locally. And they've recently expanded to Franklin, so that's a really successful business. There's Grigsby's Gastropub, and that's also really popular. It's a great place to have dinner, cocktails in the evening. So when I first came to town 5 years ago, it was really kind of a quiet area. It comes to around 4 o'clock at night, and things were kind of over for the day.
Uh-huh.
But now you go down there, and there's just so much happening. There's so much activity. We've got not just the restaurants, but the shops. We've got about 5 different unique boutiques down there where you can get great gifts, you can get apparel, you know, home goods. And there's just enough to keep you occupied pretty much for a full weekend. If you want to come in for, you know, a couple's getaway or a girlfriend's getaway or something like that, there's plenty to see and do. And we were just talking before we went on air about the Nutty Mutt Emporium.
Uh-huh.
There's a lady named Becky there that's been there several years, and she caters to our 4-legged friends. And it's Nutty Mutt Emporium. They sell a variety of dog treats that are made in-house. They now have a bakery there. And it's also a washery where you can take your bigger dogs, and they have steps that go up to their sink, and they provide the towels and the soaps and everything. So that's a fun, unique experience. And once your dog gets its bath, it gets its picture, you know, posted on Facebook. So
little bandanas,
uh-huh. Yeah. So it's just really cool to be in a town like that and get to know all the shop owners by name, because you can go in, and sometimes I'm able to, you know, write some articles in the newspaper and just mention all these people by name. Like, you're going to go see Jane at the chocolate shop, or you're going to see Becky at the Nutty Mutt, and you're going to go see Steve at the McCleary Sporting Goods, who's going to, you know, help you find the right shoe. And I could just, you know, I'm going to feel bad going on because I won't be able to name them all, because we have about 100 storefronts downtown. But just everyone there is just really invested in our town, and they really want to, you know, give everyone something special. And every time you walk in, you're pretty much likely to meet the owner there. And so it's a really cool experience to see the people who are so invested in the store and what they sell and what they do.
Yeah, you can really just park your car and
you can
spend a long time walking
Absolutely.
Around all the different shops. And you know, they don't go all the way to Riley Park, but they get pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. And even beyond there, there's some shops beyond Riley Park. So it's, I'm not sure how compact the footprint is, but it's pretty compact. So you can, like you said, just park your car and make a day of it and make your way around. Start out with coffee at the Grind. It's a new coffee shop we have downtown in the Bradley Events Center. You can take an art class at the Indie Arts Studio there. Like I said, there's four or five different boutiques. There's I'm not going to name them because I'll leave one out and get in trouble. But there's lots of great service providers, unique salons that offer not only like hair services but nail and massage services. Mm-hmm. There's Lincoln Square Pancake House, which is super popular.
Oh my gosh, I love that place.
Uh huh. Amazing. Everyone does. It's crazy packed on the weekends.
It's amazing.
Costa is I always forget if it's Costa or Costas. He's Greek, and so I never quite know how to say his name. It's Greek to me.
What's one of your favorite things there?
At Lincoln Square?
Yes.
Yesterday I had the Baja chicken salad, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I went there, and I was actually just I don't go too many places. I'm like, wow. But, oh, my gosh, I was just, like, stunned at how amazing the food was there. I mean, it actually popped when I put it in my mouth. I mean, here, obviously, I eat a lot, but I was like, whoa.
Well, you're not alone in thinking that, because it is. They do a really great business there. And they're open from, like, I think 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then they're very generous to allow the downtown for places like people like Main Street to use the parking lot area after they close, so that we can, you know, have more space for people to enjoy the downtown at night.
And the theater's right there, too.
Theater's right there, the historic H.J. Ricks Theater. And there's all sorts of things going on there. There's different dance recitals, and at Christmas time, Greenfield Main Street shows holiday movies there. And
nice.
There's the Kids Play Productions. I think there's three different production companies that host plays there. So it's a super cool 1940s Art Deco theater. It's really something to see, because you know, I think any historic town that still has their historic theater intact is really lucky to have that.
That is very nice, and it's a very, very nice theater.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Especially in the inside. Now, I've been noticing a lot of bicycles around town that are painted, all in one color. What's going on with that?
Well, that is for Bikes in Bloom. About 5 years ago, I think it was, we started the Bikes in Bloom promotion, where we reached out, we being Greenfield Main Street, reached out to the local nonprofits and said, does anyone want to decorate a bike and kind of promote your mission? So we got about 16 the first year, and we've grown to have about 25 or 30 now. And so one of the main reasons we started Bikes in Bloom was to beautify the downtown, but also to draw attention to the bike racks, because they're just kind of an upside-down U kind of metal structure.
Uh-huh.
So they don't really scream bike rack. They just kind of look like they just kind of blend in. So we were trying to help people recognize that these are bike racks, because we want to be a healthy community. We work a lot in partnership with Hancock Health, and we try to promote, you know, being a healthy, walkable, bikeable community. We've got the Pensy Trail right there. So we said, well, how are we going to let people know these are bike racks so they can use them more, they can bike downtown, walk and shop around? So we decided to put bikes on them, and the nonprofits agreed, and they made decorated the bikes to kind of promote their mission. Like Meals on Wheels would put, you know, a tray of food, and the Humane Society would put, you know, decorative, like, cute little pet stuff on it. And so this has really been a popular tradition as it's grown over the years, and now we're running it from Mother's Day through Father's Day. We kind of messed with the dates for a little bit, but that seemed to be the sweet spot.
So good days,
come in Mother's Day through Father's Day, and you'll see the bikes, 25 or 30 bikes scattered throughout town. Last year, we started partnering with our neighbors to the north, Fortville, and they had a few bikes as well, and they're going to do that again this year. So you can make a day of it and travel around and see all the crazy bikes.
Yes.
In the past, we've taken Facebook votes to vote for the best one, and lots of these groups put a lot of effort into them. I mean, they're really cool and really elaborate. I know that one group, the Community Foundation, made their bike into a train, and then the next year they expanded and had kind of a car put on the back of the train. So it's not just a bike with flowers on it. It's like kind of an elaborate design. And one of our only guidelines is to make sure they have fresh flowers and that they're kept, you know, looking good for that 5 week period. And it really does a lot to enhance the downtown area and kind of welcome in spring and gives people a reason to want to walk around and see the bikes up close.
And coming up will be the Superhero 5K and Fitness Festival.
That's right. That's the main event that we partner with Hancock Health and Healthy 365. They already established the Superhero 5K. I think that's also in partnership with Hancock for Kids. And then we had our fitness festival. It used to be called North Street Fitness Festival. Now we're moving it over to the Courthouse Plaza to be next to their 5K. But that's a really fun day where you can come out and you can see fitness demonstrations. We have people out there from local fitness centers doing Zumba and CrossFit and all sorts of, you know, fun interactive stuff like that. And so you can see what's available in town. Like I said, we really help try to promote the Greenfield being a healthy community, and so we want people to know what fitness and health options are out there for them. So we kind of put those right on display, and there's different vendor booths to let you know that there's a gym here, a fitness center there, a trainer. And so that's just been a fun tradition for the past 4 or 5 years or so that we continue to do, and that is falling on the Saturday of Father's Day weekend.
Awesome. June 15th, is that right?
June 15th.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. From 8 a.m. to noon.
That's right.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners that I did not go over with you this afternoon?
I can just share about a couple other events we do. We do about 7 signature events a year. Shamrock the Block was very successful. We just had that on the Friday before St. Patrick's Day. That's where about 200 people came downtown. They bought a passport, and they made their way around to the 5 different drinking and dining establishments, and everyone was decked out in their green, and we had a leprechaun roaming around for photo ops, and that was really fun. Like all of our events, it was designed to get people into the stores that they might, or stores and restaurants they might not otherwise have gone into. And that way, when they're in there and they see what it's all about, they're more likely to come back and be a repeat customer. So that's what is really drives us, is getting people into these stores and businesses downtown. We talked about Shamrock the Block, Bikes and Bloom. In September, every September 11th, we host Hometown Heroes, and that ends up with a cornhole tournament, but it starts with a really cool ceremony where the local, I think it's called the Greenfield Veterans Honor Guard. I think I'm saying that wrong, but it's a local group of veterans, and they come out and they do a memorial ceremony for 9/11. They do a 21-gun salute, and there's the playing of taps, and they sing the national anthem. It's just really cool to see these veterans of all ages. I mean, they're even up in their 90s out there doing the they present the colors, and they do the 21-gun salute, and it's just a really cool thing that we do right there downtown every 9/11. September 14th is our Chalk Fest. That's been going on, I think, 10 years now. And for only $5, you come out and get a 3x3-foot square of on the sidewalk to create your own chalk art and to compete for cash prizes. Uh-huh. And then in October, we do a Booze and Brews event, which is just like the Shamrock event, where you're going around to those 5 different dining and drinking establishments with a passport. And at the end, you kind of convene in what we call our living alley. It's kind of a decorated alley downtown where there's music and heaters, and just a generally good time. So wrapping up, there's the Turkey Day 5K on Thanksgiving morning. You can walk right downtown, through the historic downtown, also through our Riley Park and along our really beautiful wooded Pensee Trail.
Is that before or after you eat?
That is before.
Before, okay.
You gotta wobble before you gobble.
There you go.
And then at Christmas, we kick off Shop Small Saturday, which is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's the day after Black Friday, where we really, nationwide, people are encouraged to get out and shop the mom-and-pop shops and support them for Christmas shopping. And then at Christmas, we always, like I said, we show the holiday feature films at the Ricks Theater, and we also host horse-drawn carriage rides right down Main Street.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
So lots of fun stuff. I hope that people will check out our website at greenfieldmainstreet.org if they want more information, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. There's always something fun going on in downtown Greenfield.
All right. Well, Shelley Swift with Greenfield Main Street, thanks so much for coming in today and taking a trip with Penny Lane.
Thanks for having me, Penny.
You are welcome. Giant FM.